Today's the day before beginning of Navajo camp, Parikrama. Listeners should be prepared that will be the main theme of the podcasts from now straight up until Radhastami, in other words, for the next 3 weeks. I'll be speaking about that starting today and tomorrow for class, and the 3 days of the parikrama, which will generally be about 6 hours of parikrama a day. So if we just divide that up into 20-minute segments, then you'll have about 3 weeks of parikrama, and add to that the different classes, Janmashtami, Vyas Puja, and we'll be meeting together live around Radhastami time. One thing is that the English translations will be by our competent translators, Goranga Prabhu or Manjari Devi Dasi, so it's going to be their voices you're going to hear on the podcast, because I'll be speaking in Hungarian, unless on some rare occasion I'm speaking in English to some of the English guests, but there's not many by comparison to the hundreds expected from Hungary. So please bear with us and just be satisfied with the content rather than the voice, which I'm sure you are. I'm sure some of you are a little tired of hearing the same voice over and over again. It's still a little overcast here. The weather is somewhat cool. I was trying to recover from my cold, although it's so damp. Between the damp and the combination of the cut grass and perhaps the ragweed here, I wasn't really able to sleep last night, because when I lay down I couldn't breathe. And for those of us still dependent on oxygen, then you know that that's a very uncomfortable thing, not being able to breathe. It happens to me on occasion. And I've asked our local doctors to look up something suitable for me that'll make sure that I can. Otherwise, I'd prefer to be make the challenging events of the next 4 or 5 days even more challenging. But ultimately, everything is in Radhe Shyam's hands. And this morning I got a new silk garland from Srimati Radharani. I gave my old one to Adhikarda Prabhu. So that was a source of transcendental encouragement. Hare Krishna. Okay. I've just been learning and meditating on a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam over the last week, and it's quite a apt verse for beginning parikrama. It's from Uddhava's visit to Vrindavan, and it's Uddhava speaking with Nanda Maharaj, and after the discussion, Nanda Maharaj becomes so much overwhelmed by remembrances of Krishna that he becomes silent and just absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. Uddhava is the first pilgrim to Vrindavan. He's the first person to really go on parikrama. In coming to Vrindavan, he follows a very specific path given to him by Krishna. And Krishna also explains what are the different pastimes that take place in the places that Uddhava goes through, ultimately ending in Nandagram. And, of course, what is the purpose for which Krishna is sending Uddhava to Vrindavan? He sends him for two reasons. One is to give messages and letters to his parents, friends, and the gopis. And the other one is to benefit Uddhava. And what is the benefit that Uddhava is meant to gain? He's meant to find out about Braja Bhakti firsthand from the Brijbasis. So when we also visit places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan were also there to hear how did the Brijbasis serve Krishna here, how did they engage in pastimes of love with him. And this verse, which I'll just briefly comment on, is very relevant because it shows the mood and the absorption of the Brijbasis. That mood and absorption is driven by their love for Krishna. And somehow or another, we also want to be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes because that will also increase our attachment to the Lord. If you're hearing noises in the background, these are real wonderful noises of preparation for the festival. There are devotees cutting grass. The roads are being resurfaced. Devotees are moving here and there, cutting bhoga, making preparations for the temple room, decorating everything. I noticed that Vishwambhara Prabhu was working on a new boat, which is meant for Radhisham's water pastimes. Ishwar Krishna Prabhu told me that a television crew is coming to film Janmashtami for the whole day. I had some reservations about how they're going to integrate with a temple full of devotees doing kirtan and classes, but let's see. And the weather's cool, which for those of you who have been to New Rajadam during festivals is actually welcome because the temple room gets extremely warm. And if we're going on parikrama, then cool is preferable to hot. Anyway, back to the verse. Here, Shukadev Goswami says, iti samsmritya samsmritya ananda krishna anurakadhi atyutkanto bhavatushtim prema prashara vivala. Shukadev Goswami said, thus intensely remembering Krishna again and again, Nanda Maharaj, his mind completely attached to the Lord, felt extreme anxiety and fell silent, overcome by the strength of his love. Here are some very important words which we can meditate upon in order to increase our own Krishna consciousness. Shukadeva Goswami says, samsmritya, samsmritya, intensely and repeatedly remembering Krishna. So smaranam means to remember, and samsmritya means to very intensely remember. And when you repeat it, samsmritya, samsmritya, it means that repeatedly he was just intensely remembering Krishna. Our whole thrust of Krishna consciousness is smaratavyam smat satatam Vishnur, to remember Krishna. Here, how naturally Nanda Maharaj is not only remembering, but intensely remembering, and over again, he can't do anything but remember Krishna. That's real Krishna consciousness. And why? Krishna anurakta dhi, because his mind is completely attracted to Krishna. Anurakta, it just follows Krishna, naturally follows Krishna. Our minds are naturally following so many distractions, diversions from Krishna, and we try to bring the mind back. That's the nature of the conditioned soul and the activity of yoga. But here, completely attracted to Krishna, anurakta dhi. And when one's mind is so attracted to Krishna, completely absorbed in thinking about him, what happens? Ati utkanta. One becomes anxious. One becomes anxious. Anxious why? Because Krishna is not physically present. Nanda Maharaj is thinking about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, but the fact that he's separated from Krishna, and this remembrance increases those feelings of separation, means that he becomes very anxious. And what happens when he becomes anxious? Tushnim. He becomes silent. One of the symptoms of ecstasy, that one just becomes silent. And Shukadev Goswami comments, he summarizes all of this intense absorption, this strong mental attachment to Krishna, this overwhelming anxiety that then plunges one into silence. And why? He says, prema prashara vihala. because prema, his love, the prasada, the force of his love was such that he just became overcome. In other words, attachment to Krishna overwhelms one. So this is Uddhava's first lesson. First hand, he saw what it is to love Krishna, what it means to be really absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and the effects of those type of things. We as Vaishnavas also want to follow in the footprints of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and learn how to be attached to Krishna in the same way, learn how to be absorbed in Krishna in the same way. But it's not something that's artificial. What does it require? Prema. And that prema becomes very prasada when it has such great force. Then naturally one becomes overwhelmed by such prema. So by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, by hearing especially about how the Brijbasis displayed those pastimes, entered into those pastimes, and what they actually experienced as the ashraya, as the shelters of love for Krishna, then gradually those things awaken within our heart. And this is what parakrama will mean for us, systematically walking closer to Krishna by walking around the places of Krishna's pastimes. Hare Krishna.